Hi, I'm Brian Edwards, and I'm running for Orange County Board of Education. One of the reasons I was inspired to join this race was that I've seen the impact that public education has on students, and having worked in public safety almost my entire adult life, I saw the pipeline, if you will, that's the result of people not getting proper mental health support early. I was a student at Orange High School on August 30th, 2006, when Alvaro Castillo showed up at the school intending to commit a mass shooting, so I know the consequences of unchecked mental health. My top three issues for my campaign are mental health reform, school safety, and the Teacher's Bill of Rights. Mental health reform is important because our schools are the perfect spot to identify mental health concerns early. We know that the majority of mental health issues present before the age of 14, and I believe that that's one of the biggest reasons why our schools should have trained staff members in order to identify the beginnings of mental health issues and direct the student to proper resources before it becomes an actual crisis. I believe that while Orange County Schools has done good so far with providing mental health first aid training to staff, my ideal plan would be to provide CIT certification. Having worked in public safety, CIT certification was an amazing tool because it allowed me to learn how to talk to people that were undergoing a current mental health crisis and then redirect them to the proper resources to solve the background issue of what's causing that. For school safety, as I said, I was a student at Orange High School when Alvaro Castillo attempted to shoot up the school, so I have lived experience of the consequences of school safety not being paid enough attention to. So I plan on putting a huge emphasis with the other board members on school safety and how we can improve this and stop something even worse from happening that'll tear apart our community. The Teacher's Bill of Rights is a framework that basically intends to combat the epidemic of students and teachers leaving Orange County schools. My strong belief is that a big factor of student retention is teacher retention, that if a child has to deal with a new teacher every couple of months or a long-term substitute, they are not receiving the constitutionally guaranteed right to a public education that they have in the state of North Carolina. Obviously, one of the biggest factors of that is compensation. My Teacher's Bill of Rights addresses that, gives them the right to a fair compensation, but it also addresses other reasons why teachers may choose to leave for a different school district or a private school, such as the right to be treated as the skilled professionals they are, the right to safe, supportive classrooms, the right to have their time respected, and the right for our stability in a changing district. Because they are the front lines in our school district, and they are the ones that are the most important to teaching our children. I believe what sets me apart from the other candidates in this election is that I have lived experience with school safety, and having been in public safety pretty much my entire adult life after college, I'm able to speak with authority on matters of public safety. I am a 2007 proud graduate of Orange High School, so I know what it's like to walk the halls of Orange County schools as a student, and I know what works and what doesn't from a student's perspective. Some of the other candidates, yes, have more professional experience or higher levels of degrees than I have, but I believe that I am more of a everyday person, and I'm able to bring that experience of an actual community member, of someone that cares about the day-to-day goings-on in the school district, and not from a corporate perspective, from more of a human being perspective. So something that I'm proud of the Board of Education did in recent years was after we had Immigrations and Customs Enforcement in our community, they actually went and they passed the resolution that condemned ICE and committed themselves to actually protecting the rights of immigrant students and families in our community. However, I do believe that they could go a little bit farther with that and that Policy 5120 needs to be amended. Parents get phone calls whenever kids miss school or whenever there's an important update, so why don't we create a hotline to inform parents whenever federal immigration enforcement is in our school district or in our schools? We need to make sure that the school district does not allow federal law enforcement into our schools for any reason with anything other than a valid judicial warrant. I also respect how our school district has taken an interest in doing everything they can to protect LGBTQ students. With the rising issues of affordability across the country and especially in Orange County as of lately, I believe our schools can actually play a huge role in helping students and families. I know during COVID, one thing a lot of school districts did was provide free breakfast and lunch to every student in the school system. While I understand the financial realities that come with that, I believe when a child is hungry, they don't learn as well as they could. And it is the best policy for a school district to give students the best chance of learning in the classroom. When voters see my name on the ballot, I want them to think about the fact that I am a longtime member of this community. I have served this community in many different ways, including with the Sheriff's Office and Orange County Emergency Services. I want them to look at my Teacher's Bill of Rights, my mental health reform proposals, and my school safety proposals, and realize that my policies actually make me the best candidate to help Orange County schools deliver into the future.